With thousands of Ontarians relying on government assistance living well below the poverty line, City Council is joining a campaign asking the province to at least double Ontario Works, OW, and Ontario Disability Support Program, ODSP, compensation. City politicians voted in favor of the move at Monday's council meeting, joining the Township of Goderich in petitioning the provincial government to undertake a review of its OW and ODSP compensation rates. The resolution was brought forward by Count Janet Lynn Durnford, who argued those living on OW and ODSP have been legislated into poverty. Durnford said average local rent sits at around $1,800 per month, and rent for a room in a shared accommodation averages around $1,000 per month, leaving many with as little as $300 or less per month left to cover all additional living costs. She said it is not possible to survive at current rates amid the ongoing affordability crisis. Like all cities in Ontario, we are seeing the impact of the affordability crisis on our streets and our food banks and our emergency shelters, she said. System navigation, figuring out how to access housing supports and your next meal, frankly, it is becoming a full-time job, said the Ward 4 councillor. This is legislated poverty, and we are calling on the provincial government to end legislated poverty. The resolution, originally passed by the Township of Goderich, puts three calls forward to the provincial government to at least double OW and ODSP rates and index rates to inflation. Commit to ongoing cost of living increases, above and beyond the rate of inflation to make up for years rates were frozen. OW rates have been frozen at $733 per month since 2018, and commit to working between the Ministry of Children, Community and Social Services and the Ministry of Health on the best ways to assess client needs and match people with the services they require. The Goderich resolution notes poverty is taking a devastating toll on communities, and similarly states that people on social assistance have been legislated into poverty. According to the resolution, ODSP rates fall below their 2018 values when adjusted for inflation, despite a 6.5% increase in 2023, and fall significantly below the disability-adjusted poverty line, $3,091 per month. Count Jay Fallis supported Durnford's call, noting it's up to the province to help alleviate poverty caused by ODSP and OW compensation rates. It can definitely be argued these payments lost pace with inflation more than a decade ago, and without meaningful adjustments we're never going to see a return to a situation where people in the lowest income brackets are able to afford the basics, said Fallis. With council's approval, a copy of the resolution will be sent to Premier Doug Ford, the Association of Municipalities of Ontario, and numerous other elected officials.